Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
You heard the man. Get involved. That's right. Get engaged. Get involved. Get informed. Get informed first, though, because I don't want you making noise when you don't have a clue as to what's going on. Like I say, you make the rest of us look like fools or more foolish. I don't know. Anyway, Joe Messina here. Joe Messina Show. I mean, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Join the chat room. Read some of the great stories that have been posted up there and, you know, press like or what have you. Also, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a way to get in on the conversation. Chat room up on the website allows you to converse with people that are a tad smarter than I am. Maybe a whole bunch smarter than I am. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. Anyway, always appreciate your time. All right, so tonight, or in the first hour, I should say, this is an interesting thing happened to me today. I was asked to speak at a pregnancy center here in California. And the pregnancy centers across the country are under attack. But specifically here in California. Because some of the Dem legislators, so bent on abortion, so bent on making sure that, you know, a child doesn't have a chance, if you would, that they want to pass a law to, for all intents and purposes, to shut these places down. Because they truly believe that what they're doing is they're selling lies. They're telling people that, you know, these are pro-life centers, by the way, that, you know, they come there to get an abortion, they find out they can't get them. But what they don't tell you, what the legislators aren't saying is the reality is they don't do deceptive advertising. They don't do these pregnancy centers don't have any inkling that you might be able to get an abortion there. You come and get checked. They do a sonogram or whatever it's called to make sure you are pregnant because some people have false signs of pregnancy. And then you decide what you want to do. They don't tie you down for 8.5 months or 9 months. They don't whisk you away to some secret location so nobody knows where you're at so you can have the baby and nobody can bother you. At least that's what, and that's the way they make it sound, for real. And again, it's the spreading of the lies that bothers me. If you have a fight with somebody, if you're going up against an opponent, how about you do that in such a fashion where tell the truth. If you've got the right stuff, if you've got the right information, if you got what the people want, they're going to vote for you. Why lie? Some of these legislators haven't even visited these places. They know nothing about them, and yet they're spewing negativity towards them. As I said, just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I've got Abby Johnson's going to join me right after the break. Now, I've had Abby on the show several times. She is the founder of and Then There Were None. It's a pro-love ministry. She'll tell you about it when she comes on. But she has an annual pro-life women's conference, the only conference in the country specifically for pro-life women. And it's interesting that now our conversations have gone from adoption, jumped the shark on right to abortion. Why is adoption a bad thing? I don't understand what is it that made us make that jump that has people believing that is the only option. You know, I said it today and I'll say it again. You cannot be pro-choice and only push abortion. That is a lie. It's impossible. It is impossible for you to tell somebody that they have a choice to have an abortion or have an abortion. Because that's what you're telling them. True pro-choice would say, here are your options. You can have an abortion because this thing is going to ruin your life. Or you can go for adoption, have the baby, give the baby, because you know, your life isn't ready for a baby right now, give the baby to a wonderful home, loving parents will take care of this. Or option number three, have the child with the support of those around you. The support of a pregnancy center. It's a big difference here. But that's not what the pro-choice people are giving you. You know, remember, they've been asked not to be called pro-abortion. They want to be called pro-choice. And they make fun of us when we say it's pro-life, right? We choose life. Right? We're not saying there is a choice. We're saying, no. The choice is, the only choice is life. That's the choice. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, since the ruling of the Dobbs decision, right, we have seen abortions fall. They're not wiped out. I talked about this on the show before the decision came down. I still believe in what I said. This is an issue of the heart. This is an issue of training. This is an issue of these young people, especially, not understanding what value that baby in them is. They don't understand what their own value is. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back in a few minutes. Abby Johnson joins me. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. A lot happening there, a lot to get involved with, but I want you to pay attention. I don't want you meandering off and being over on the website. Got a lot of good stuff coming up, a lot of good information that you need to have. You know, I talk about abortion and pro-choice freakoids, because it's really not pro-choice, as I was saying earlier. It's not pro-choice when they only give you one option. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you only have one thing, quote unquote, to choose from, that's not a choice. And that's where they want you to go. They're not telling you. Pro-choice sounds so nice. Like, oh my God, look, they're going to give you all these choices. No, they got one. That's it. And they've got you bamboozled into believing that is you, young ladies, that is your only option. And it's not. So I met this lady years ago. I'm just so, not that I should be proud of her, but I'm so proud of what she does. I'm so proud that she's out there. Abby Johnson joins me. She's the founder of Then There Were None Pro-Love Ministries. And Abby, I just love when you're with me. I love the stuff that you do out there and what you're doing for our young people.
Thank you. Thanks. It's good to be on.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. You know, some people kind of know who you are. Some people don't know what the backstory is. Take a few minutes and tell people about your history with Planned Parenthood and where you came from there into where you are today.
Yeah, so I worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years of my life, got involved in college, you know, grew up in a home that was conservative, grew up Southern Baptist, but didn't know much about abortion, didn't talk about abortion. And then got involved in college, had two abortions of my own, and ended up running the abortion clinic where I started to work, and ended up leaving after witnessing a live ultrasound-guided abortion procedure, which is not something that's commonly done. In the industry, the abortions are usually done blindly, and saw a 13-week-old baby fight and struggle for his life against the abortion instruments, and I knew then that there was life in the womb, there was humanity in the womb, and I knew that if those two things were true, then I was on the wrong side of this debate, and abortion is actually murder, and I ended up leaving the abortion industry, and then speaking out now for the past almost 14 years. For the pro-life movement.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job. And they didn't just let you go slip into the night quietly, did they? They came after you with a vengeance, Planned Parenthood did.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were basically, you know, they're very fearful of those who work in, you know, who used to work in the abortion industry and are now speaking out because, you know, we're the ones that know all the secrets, right? We're the ones that know all the dirty laundry. And for someone who, you know, leaves the industry, who has seen what's going on behind the closed doors and is now willing to speak, that is terrifying for them. And so they want to keep you quiet. They want to keep someone like that quiet. So they try to get a gag order against me, a permanent gag order against me so that, you know, I wouldn't be able to speak. But that obviously failed. I mean, you can't sue somebody just because they, you know, become pro-life.
That's true.
Right? I mean, that's, but yeah, I mean, that tells you, like, that tells you how tolerant of a people they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, somebody leaves and makes a different choice, and they try to, they take you to court.
But,
so,
Abby, they've gotten so in your face about it. They don't even call it a fetus or a blob of cells. I mean, when you started this, you really believed, I think, what I got from the movie was it was just a blob of cells. You really didn't understand what it truly was when you started, correct?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't know anything about abortion, period, when I got started. You know, I didn't think about abortion being killing a baby. I mean, that sounds dumb, but, like, I didn't think about abortion at all. I didn't grow up thinking about abortion. I didn't grow up hearing about abortion. Abortion was not in the media like it is today. Women weren't, you know, standing up at podiums and shouting their abortion. Women weren't wearing T-shirts that said, you know, I've had an abortion. People weren't proud of their sin, you know, back then. And so it was just different. I didn't grow up in a house where we talked about abortion. Nobody in my youth group talked about abortion. I didn't know anybody that had an abortion. So it was just different. So, I mean, when I went to college and, you know, met this woman with Planned Parenthood and she's talking about abortion, I was like, well, this is new to me. This is all new. And, you know, she's talking about, you know, keeping women safe and women dying if they don't have, you know, access to safe and legal abortion and keeping abortion safe, legal, and rare and, you know, all this. And I'm thinking, well, that sounds like a good goal, right? right? I mean, I don't want women to die. And, you know, I want to, abortion, that seems fair. And everybody was saying that at that time. Let's keep abortion safe, legal, rare. Safe, legal, rare. That's what the presidents were saying, you know, for goodness sake. But that was just their forward-facing goal. But really, Planned Parenthood's goal has always been to sell abortion, to eradicate minorities through abortion, they're a predatory organization. They want to prey on the vulnerable.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the things I talk about on the show all the time is the most coveted award by a Democrat woman, an active Democrat woman, is the Margaret Sanger Award. Okay?
Yeah.
From the same group of people that speak against racism without even knowing who this woman was, what she did, or what she stood for. And it just shines the ignorance that runs in that group of people. But one of the things I want to say to you is that...
Look at the women who have gotten it. Look at the women who have gotten it. Like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi. Like, women who have gotten it. And you're like, don't talk to me about racism. Don't talk to me about systemic racism. Don't talk to me about Black Lives Matter. When you're receiving an award from the woman who founded Planned Parenthood, who her entire goal in founding Planned Parenthood was not help women. It was to eradicate the minority population, primarily Black population, through widespread access to abortion and contraception.
The undesirables and the dredges of society, to put it in her words.
Yeah.
And they're in your face about it today. They don't even call it a fetus anymore. Now they call it a baby. They realize it's a woman's choice to abort the baby. They'll say it out loud. So they really feel empowered that they've got the solution. And it scares the crud out of me that a lot of people in a Christian community and other communities buy into this, are okay with this. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go too far, people. Don't wander away from your radio. Abby Johnson will be with us on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senator Bob Menendez, indicted on federal bribery and corruption charges last week, is confident he will be exonerated.
I understand how deeply concerning this can be.
However, the allegations leveled against me are just that, allegations.
He criticizes hasty judgments based on limited information and emphasizes his right to the presumption of innocence. Menendez remains optimistic about retaining his role as New Jersey's senior senator. President Biden will stand in solidarity with the United Auto Workers this week by joining their picket line. He plans to travel to Michigan on Tuesday, emphasizing support for UAW members in their pursuit of equitable compensation for their contributions. This move follows the union's expansion of strikes to 20 states, prompted by a lack of significant progress in negotiations with the big three automakers regarding a new contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Listen, I'm so happy to have with me right now Abby Johnson joined me, and I always love what she's doing out there. Abby is the founder of Then There Were None, pro-love ministries, where she, you know, now, Abby, you're dealing with helping people who were in the abortion industry actually get out and get jobs, because there's a stigma attached to it, apparently, when you leave that industry, is there not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, gosh, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the medical industry, by and large, is, you know, supportive of abortion and supportive of Planned Parenthood and these abortion clinics. But yet, when a worker leaves and wants to get a job in one of these medical clinics that's not an abortion clinic, well, they don't want those workers in their clinic. So, you know, because they know, the medical industry knows what happens inside of an abortion clinic. They know that corners are cut. They know that there's fraud taking place. They know there's medical malpractice. They know that there's all kinds of, like, dirty things taking place in the abortion industry. They don't want that coming into their, you know, nice, established, clean, sterile medical facility, right? But they want the option to be able to send their patients there. They don't want to get their hands dirty in it. But they want to be able to send women there to get their abortions. But yet, you know, when it's time for, you know, these women to walk away and they're like, I need another job. Well, they don't want that riffraff, right, in their own clinic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of these women who, you know, who work in these clinics, they do need extra job training because they've worked basically doing a nurse's job, but they're not a nurse. So they've done a lot of things they shouldn't have been doing. I was doing all kinds of illegal stuff that I didn't know was illegal. You know, I was starting IVs and pushing anesthesia and doing all kinds of stuff that was literally illegal for me to do, but they told me it was fine, and I didn't know it was illegal.
Wow.
I didn't know what I was doing was illegal. A doctor told me it was okay for me to be doing it, but it wasn't. So, you know, part of what we do, and Then There Were None, is not only helping them get out and getting another job and helping them heal and getting them counseling and, you know, getting them into a church community, whatever else they need, but also we have a scholarship endowment fund, and that allows us to help them go to school. So, you know, if they're like, I need to finish my education, I need to get an education, I need to further my education, whatever it is, we can help get them in school and get them the training and the education that they need to actually get a better job.
You know, God bless. You know, people, if you're intrigued by her story, the movie Unplanned is still available out there. So Unplanned is Abby's story about what she went through with Planned Parenthood, you know, and Abby, I still say, I tell people when I try to get them to watch the movie or get the movie, that I can see, or you can see if you're paying attention, God working on your heart all the way through your young life to, you know, when you come to the realization of what you're doing and what's happening. And I think it's a great uplifting movie as well. So, you know, people, if you're looking for it, you want to know about it, it's called Unplanned. You can find it online. And I would suggest you look and watch it. One of the things that I've talked to you about in the past, I've talked to my other friends about it, is look, you can outlaw a lot of things, and it doesn't necessarily fix it. This gives us a platform or a foundation to step out on, but this is an issue of the heart too. We have taught these kids that this quote unquote fetus has no value. We've taught our kids they have no value. There's no absolutes in their life. Young people are falling away from God. How do we work towards getting these young people, and I'm not just blaming it on, I'm not going to be that guy that blames it on, how do you get women to understand? It's the boys, they are boys, and the women, to come together and understand how valuable they are to God, how valuable that baby is, and really what they're doing with this life. How do we do that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I really started thinking about this. I hear from a lot of parents and a lot of mamas, you know, talking to me about their kids, that email me and message me. And there's just, you know, there's so much. When we were kids, you know, I wasn't depressed when I was a kid. I mean, I know that happened to kids and stuff. But I didn't grow up knowing any kids that were cutting themselves, or that wasn't a thing. Like when I was growing up, I didn't know anybody that did that. I didn't know anybody that committed suicide. I know that kind of stuff happened, but it was pretty, you know, rare. And the worst thing that happened, like, in my high school was alcoholism. I mean, it was alcohol abuse, you know. We drank a lot. I grew up in a, you know, small town. We had parties and pastors and stuff like that. But it wasn't, like, hard drugs. No one was getting addicted to meth. That wasn't even a thing, you know, where I grew up.
Right.
Now, I get these emails from parents, and they're, like, telling me about all these emotional problems their kids have, and cutting, or self-harming, or attempting suicide. These are, like, 14, 15-year-old kids. I'm like, what in the world? Like, what is going on, you know, with kids in our society today? And I look back, and I think, I hate to tie everything to abortion. It's not all tied to abortion, but I do think there is, like, what you're talking about, just this society we're living in where nobody feels valued.
No.
You know, I think these kids don't feel valued. I think they don't feel like their life matters. Why would they? I mean, they look around them and they're like, oh my gosh, like a million babies are being killed every year, you know, in the womb. Parents don't even value their children in the womb. Did my parents even value me? You know, was I a mistake? Did my mom even want to have me? I think those are questions that probably a lot of kids are having. They're probably facing in their life, you know?
Yep.
And I don't know. I think that it all goes back to just kind of this feeling of, like, am I even valuable? Do I even have dignity? You know, is my life even worth anything? And I think a lot of that stems back to just this devaluing life in the womb. If we don't value life in the womb, why would we value life outside of it? If we don't value life when people are at their most vulnerable, and there's nobody more vulnerable than a child in the womb, then why would we value life anywhere else?
Well, I also tie that into family. I don't want to just say family values, okay? I grew up in an Italian family, so, you know, we were at grandma's every Sunday. We were with family off and on during the week. We had a lot of dinner together. We were accountable to the family. We saw the love from our family, you know? It was a different time, but that doesn't mean we can't have that today. And I think that's the other thing. There is no family, solid family unit anymore. It's kind of all broken up, if you would. Right?
Yeah, that's totally true. And but I think, like, we have to intentionally make that happen in our families, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, my parents, they're moving next door to us. You know, like, we're making that.
God bless you, because
my mom, God bless my parents, two doors away. God bless my parents. They're moving next door to their 8 grandkids. So.
Wow.
But we want to make that intentional for our kids, you know, and my parents want to make that intentional. Like, we're not meant to do life alone.
Yes.
We're not meant to do this alone. We're meant to do this in community with one another. And as Christians, we're meant to do this as a body of Christ.
Yep.
Together. And I don't know that we're doing that well. And we're meant to support one another as the body of Christ. We're meant to be in church with one another. That's been a lie, too. You know, that I can do church at home. I think COVID kind of escalated that, too, like this home church ridiculousness. We're going to do church online. No, we need each other. Like, we need to be in fellowship with one another. Be accountable to one another. We need to be looking each other in the face. You know, that's important.
We're meant to be together.
We're social people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's, I tell people, like, put down the video games, put down your phone, like, go meet with people, go talk to people, go have dinner with people, like, get to know people, go to church, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you need to be with brothers and sisters. Yeah, yeah. Listen, but you and I have the same gripe, and that is you have pastors in churches that will not touch this issue. And I got to tell you that when I came back from CPAC one year and I'd met you there and we did talk, I talked a couple of pastors into renting a theater and playing Unplanned at the theater. And they got so much flack from some of their congregants saying, why would you bring a political, check this out, a political issue into the church?
Yeah.
When did abortion become political? Anyway, we got to go to commercial. We come back. We're going to talk about your pro-life women's conference that you guys need to know about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mattoon, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. Because some of you, I see your Facebook posts, shut down your Facebook page, you make me crazy. You're putting stuff up there that you're posting things that aren't quite true. So get your information, then go in for the conversation, I'll say. But at least you'll be armed properly. You'll know what the truth is. You'll know what the facts are. They won't be able to, you know, tear you down later on. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. I bring on people that are in the fight or are experts in certain areas. Abby Johnson joins me. She is the founder of And Then There Were None, a pro-love ministry. And Abby, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course. Always glad to be on.
All right, so you now have the annual Pro-Life Women's Conference coming up. It's the only conference in the country specifically for pro-life women, and it's happening in, what, St. Charles, Montana?
St. Charles, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I should go back. Listen, I went to public school. Cut me some slack.
No, it's weird. I mean, you think Missouri, would be something else. But yeah,
yeah, well,
yeah.
No. So tell people about it. Tell people what it's all about, and how they can still participate in if they have still enough time.
Yeah. So it's June 23rd through 25th. It's always the weekend after Father's Day. It happens to be the weekend also that will be the one-year anniversary marking the end of Roe. So we were actually at the Pro-Life Women's Conference last year when the decision to end Roe came down. So that was amazing. It was like hundreds of pro-life women together when we got there, when we got the decision. So it was amazing. This is our eighth year. It's such a fun, healing, amazing conference. It's, you know, for women, by women, but we do have men come. Probably about 10% of the people that come are men, because they're like, you've got some of the most amazing speakers and pro-life women coming. We're not just going to not go. So it's really an amazing time. We do have some of the most awesome speakers that come. And, you know, we touch on sort of four core avenues every year. We always want to talk about adoption. We're having birth mothers talk this year about their stories. We always want to focus on adoption every single year. We have, you know, adoption advocates speak. We always talk about, you know, activism, so going and, you know, being an activist in front of an abortion clinic, what does that look like? You know, what does activism look like in your life? We have, you know, pregnancy center work is always talked about. We have a lot of pregnancy center directors who come. So we do talk about, you know, what the frontier of pregnancy centers look like. That's especially important right now, you know, and now that Roe's overturned. We're going to focus a lot on chemical abortion. That's a hot topic right now. You know, these mail order medication abortion pills coming into women's homes. That's something we need to talk about.
I can't even get medication to help me lose weight without getting on the horn with a doctor, doing all this other stuff, but yet this is almost a, you know, you call and get a heartbeat. It's amazing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dude, one of my kids has pink eye. I couldn't even get a prescription for pink eye called in today. They were like, oh, no, you got to bring him in. We got to let the doctor see his pink eye before we can give you a prescription. Like, are you kidding me? If I wanted to kill a baby, I could go online and get a prescription called in. But I can't get a friggin' prescription for pink eye called in? Like,
Insane.
Medicine is insane.
I get gout, I hate to admit this, but I get gout like once a year. I know what I need. I get the same thing from the doctor every time. It happened on a weekend once. I couldn't get the medication I needed to get me through the weekend. And yet, if I told him I was pregnant, probably within an hour. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, you could tell them you were pregnant. You could get the medication. As a man,
you could get it. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
So it's such a great time, and we are talking a lot this year just kind of about political strategy. We're having a state-by-state discussion. We're doing a breakout. We're having state-by-state discussions. You know, what can you do in your state? And so it's such a good conference. You know, one thing I always say is the pro-abortion movement, they're really good at strategizing, organizing, assembling. And that's something we have not been great at in the pro-life movement. We're just kind of wing it. We're just kind of like, oh, let's fly by the seat of our pants and see what happens. We've got to be better at coming together and strategizing and assembling, and figuring out how to have some strategy here. And that's exactly what we do at the Pro-Life Women's Conference. We need women to show up. You know, I just joined in on this national boycott of Target. And every single person, if we're going to make a difference with Target, every single woman, every single person that shops at Target, it is going to be women that take Target down, because it is primarily women that shop at Target. Let me tell you something. If we are going to take the abortion industry down in this country, it is going to be women that are going to have the powerful force behind that. And so we need women to come together to really strategize and make a difference here.
Well, you know, as a man who identifies as a man, I'm embarrassed that we don't step up more, and the women are driving all of this. We are called, especially Christian men, we are called to protect our families, protect our wives and our children, and I won't say everybody, but many have fallen down on the job and need to step up and need to do the right thing. It's just amazing to me, you know. So, one of the things I want to give you a few minutes to do, because again, being the man in the room, I don't have these feelings, but what I hear from some is that women who have had an abortion, right, Christian women and women who've had an abortion, feel like it's the end, that it's the unpardonable sin. There's no forgiveness in it. I want you to take a couple of minutes and see if you can't touch their hearts. There is forgiveness, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a woman, got some more, has had two abortions. I've facilitated over 22,000 abortions during my 8 years of Planned Parenthood. I mean, there's definitely forgiveness. And that's how God wants us to live. He wants us to live in forgiveness. He doesn't want us to live in the bondage of sin. He doesn't want us to live in our past. And I tell people all the time, you know, God wastes nothing. And he wastes none of our sin. He wants to use even our sin, even the worst part of our life, even the most regrettable parts of our life. He wants to use those for good. He wants to use those for his glory. And he can do that if we allow it, if we let him, if we give that burden to him and let him do something great with it. And but we have to give it up, right? We have to say, we have to be humble, and we have to say, okay, I'm going to lay down my pride, and I'm going to allow you to come into my life. I'm going to say, okay, I believe I'm forgiven. I believe that you have the power to forgive me. And I'm just going to lay it out. I'm going to lay it down, and I'm going to allow you to do something awesome with it. And that's what he wants to do, and that's what he can do. But he wants us to live in freedom, not in this bondage. And we talk a lot about that at our conference. You know, that's the other kind of track is a healing track. And, you know, so many women in this movement, so many people, and this movment is made up of converts. You know, pro-life movement is made up of people who have had abortions, who were once pro-abortion, who have paid for women to have abortions, men who took their girlfriends, wives to have abortions. That's primarily what the pro-life movement is made up of. And so we need to heal from those wounds. And that's one of the things we do at the Pro-Life Women's Conference. So if people want to go, they can go to prolifewomen.com to get more information. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah, the other thing I want to, is the conference going to be streamed live? Can somebody get it if they need to and they just can't make it there?
It's not. We haven't done that yet. It's all in person. You know, maybe one year we'll get to doing that. But as for right now, everything is just in person.
Yeah, you know, and it's some people's tough to get. There's so many things that I miss. I would love to be able, even if I can't see them live, pick them up later, you know, and go through it. But even with that said, there's a, you and I were talking about church earlier. There's a whole different feel. There's a whole, you know, a different thing going on when you're there live. You're there with the energy. You're there with others that have been through what you've been through to help lift you up, to help you feel, you know, not feel better about yourself, but actually do something better with yourself.
Yeah.
Tell people a little bit about your organization and how they can help you now, how they can get to the website, donate, whatever they need to do to make help you.
Yeah, so two different organizations, and then there were none. We help abortion workers leave their jobs, get into a saving relationship with Christ, and help them heal. That website is abortionworker.com. I have pro-life ministries. Our primary, we run different projects that fill gaps in the pro-life movement. Our primary project that people know about is Loveline. That website is loveline.com. It's a crisis support line for women in need. So whether it's you're a single mom and you need help, you're expecting mom and you need help, your person needs help, that's what Loveline is there to do. We're there to provide resources and to provide case management and a hand up to someone who needs it. So people can go to loveline.com. And just remember that website. You might run into a woman who's homeless. You might, you know, and who's pregnant or has kids, or you may be checking out of a hotel one day and see a mom, a single mom who's struggling. Just remember that, you know, that website, loveline.com, and we can help. Or you may be listening yourself and you may need some help, and we're here for you.
Well, we'll put the information up on the website. Look, me and my family are praying for you. God bless you for what you're doing and for being obedient to your calling. Keep up the good work, and you're always welcome here on the show, Abby. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up, maybe with Dan Pillow when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.